8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. The good thing is, with Stupid Criminals, sometimes it gives us fun things to talk about on the air.
We really need to thank them for all the joy they've
exactly.
given us.
I know the sheriff can't talk about a lot of those things, but there are some stories he'll have for the rest of his life, right?
That's right.
Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. Sheriff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Cold.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. You know, I was talking about yesterday, of course, all the gloom and doom forecast, and some places was a lot worse than others. And it was really odd because I saw a couple people post pictures from the Bloomington Normal area where they got about what we got, 5.5 inches or so.
Yes.
But yet there were some areas around there where it's isolated, you know, more than a foot or whatever, and a lot worse. And I thought, you know, out and about yesterday, the driving conditions, to me, it's like that is winter weather driving conditions. Yeah, there was some blowing and stuff, but just, you know, it's just you got to be careful and take it slow and you're going to be fine.
Well, absolutely. And you know, what most people don't understand, the office of sheriff oversees the courthouse. So the concern that I had, which started about 2 a.m. up, making sure, you know, I look out the window to see how much snow has accumulated, if it was snowing, call the department, the sergeant on third shift 3 or 4 different times just to see how the men and women were doing, and then make a decision whether to keep it open or close the entire courthouse. Well, to close it, you know, obviously you've got to get in touch with the chief judge or the administrative judge for Knox County, and we make a determination. Now, the authority, when the court's in session, that's entirely different. That's his bailiwick. But when it's just a vacant room, so to speak. So we talked, and it was decided. I was concerned more about the potential of what they were speaking of, snow and ice in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, I think that the employees can get here, but whether or not they can leave. So long story short, sorry, but decided we'd keep it open and let the department heads at noon or thereafter make a decision to open or close.
Yeah, and I completely understand. We talked about that a little bit early this morning that, you know, some businesses closed and the schools and all that. It's very understandable because, yeah, and especially with some people, depending on where they go, is really bad. But and you have to – you don't – ever exactly know. That's why it's a hard call to make because you don't really know, but it's like you don't want to put people in danger because we think here, it's like, okay, we're on the air. We just know we get here somehow.
Yeah.
And same with your employees, not the courthouse. That's a different thing, but like your guys that are out on patrol, whatever city, they know that's their job.
Yeah.
They're going to be out there doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, not an easy decision to make. All right. Well, gosh, are you counting the days yet or have you gotten that close?
I'm counting the months.
Okay, there'll be a little while. Sheriff Clegg has announced his retirement later this year, and we'll get him on more to talk about that a little bit later on when that comes around. Well, let's first off talk about there's some each year you have a holiday party and you have people within the department who are honored in different ways. Let's talk a little bit about that. And this year's, I guess it was for the 2021 honorees, right?
Actually, it was for 2020 and 2021.
Oh, so both, yeah, because
yes.
You had to skip it last
yeah.
year, right? Okay, all right. Well, let's talk about that first off.
Well, typically, every month we nominate. A nomination is presented to the staff. We have a staff meeting every month, and so the staff reads that nomination, and as a whole, we make a determination who wins. So we did that for 2020 as well as 2021. And at the holiday party is when we acknowledge those individuals. They receive a plaque and picture and so on and so forth. On top of that, out of that 12 months of nominations, we also select Deputy of the Year. And then added to that, shortly after I came into office, Jim Bud Kelly was a sergeant who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Jim and respected him.
And he made some really good barbecue, too.
Yes, he did. It was interesting to find from some of my staff that had been promoted how much they respected and admired the man for the knowledge that he had. So I made the determination that I, as the sheriff, would present a Bud Kelly Leadership Award. So we did that for 2020 and 2021. And briefly, I'll just announce who the winners were. Deputy of the Year for 2020 was Jack Harlan. Deputy of the Year for 2021 is now retired Deputy John Kennedy. Bud Kelly Leadership Award was Heidi Hawkins. And Bud Kelly Leadership Award for 2021 was Greg Jennings.
All right.
And they are all very well deserving.
Now, so is this based on, is this what you and what you oversee, or do you get comments from the those that work in the department?
I ask for comments, at least from the command staff.
Okay.
And then it's up to me if I go with some of their recommendations or not. And typically, well, I'll say 2020 with Heidi Hawkins and 2021 with Greg. There was an overflow of comments from the command staff of those two individuals being nominated or receiving the award. So it wasn't a very difficult decision.
Yeah. Well, and Tyler was upset that he's never won, but I think first qualification is working for the Sheriff's Department, Tyler. I think that's one of the qualifications.
You didn't look at my college
stats. Well, we're kind of like the Marine Corps. We're looking for a few good men.
There you go. Well, yeah. Well, speaking of that, that's actually kind of the case that, I mean, within policing around the country, it's not unlike a lot of other jobs right now that employers are looking for people, and that's kind of going on with your department as well. Kind of talk about that, and you have an application process, and it comes around at certain times. Talk about that whole process.
I'll start back in 1973 when mm-hmm. I 74 when I got hired on with the city.
You were only six.
That's right. Thank you. The very first phase of that testing process was the agility test. 122 applicants showed up for that.
Wow.
And now we're down to about three or four.
My goodness.
So, you know, the Merit Commission, it's been probably 20 years ago when, in fact, it became a law, whereas the sheriff previously could appoint Tom Merritt, because Tom, I know you and respect you, so you're a deputy. Well, that was the good old boy days, and the Merit Commission, just like the Galesburg Police Commission, they are in control of the testing. So it's no different. It's agility, a written exam, and then an oral interview with the Merit Commission. So 16 years ago, we had 60 individuals show up. And it's kind of a meet-and-greet type thing, but then it's turned over to the Merit Commission where they set the tests up, the physical agility, the requirements, as well as the written exam. Written exams, right now, we're paying $100 per test.
Wow. So the county has to cover the cost of
this?
Oh, my goodness.
And so, again, 16 years ago, those 60 individuals would complete the phase, and a list was provided to the sheriff of the people that actually passed the entire process. And as a sheriff, I can choose from number one or the bottom. Makes no difference, whereas a police chief has to go in numerical order. Typically, again, by the time it gets to me, I call the individual in, sit down, interview them on just for my opinion, I guess, and then make a conditional offer of a job depending upon two things, drug screen and a psychological evaluation. Upon passing both of those, you'll be coming back and you'll be sworn in as a deputy. So back then, typically they would test for correction once every 2 years, and patrol. And those lists would be posted, and you never ran out of names.
Right.
So when the new series came in for the testing, that old list expired, so now you go off anew. Now the Merit Commission is testing about every 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
And we still.
And that's trying to get a list, right?
Yes.
I mean, and fill open positions as well. Yeah.
Part of me is being in law enforcement for nearly 50 years now, it's been a great ride, which we'll talk about later. But I don't know. My desire for being a cop came at a very early age, about 10 years old. And I'm sure that some of these applicants are no different than me when I was 10. The only difference, they went and attended college, got a 4-year degree, but they're not benefiting from it because they're not coming and showing up for that test. And it concerns me. When you start getting down to, hypothetically, let's say 5 applicants, of which during the process, my men and women that are employed can say, well, I know this one, and oh, you don't want him. I know her, don't want her. So that's narrowed down very quickly. And then you do an actual in-depth background investigation, which you're assured of losing some on that. And So when the list is given, you got one man on the list.
Wow.
It's tough.
Wow.
And, you know, granted, the money is not great, but the money should not be the driving factor
because
you want it.
Because you know you're going out and risking your life every single day. So there's not, honestly, there's not an amount of money that any officer of the law makes that's worth that. But, yeah, so it's that desire to serve the people and keep communities safe.
And you know, what you're going to receive is the support of the community. They're going to thank you. And internally, you can walk away knowing it was a job well done, no matter what the call was. And I don't think we're seeing that. Yeah. And it's too bad. I go back several years ago where there was an applicant. The application looked like he was a great candidate. Graduated from a four-year college with a degree in criminal justice. So time came for me to interview. And, you know, my secretary comes in and says, so-and-so's in the lobby. I said, bring him back. The phone rings, and I'm on the phone maybe 30 seconds. That applicant is in the hallway directly by my door, and he's got one foot up against the wall, and he's texting. So, you know, my mom did teach me some manners, and I hesitated for a little bit and walked out around my desk and went to the doorway, and I said, you know, let's come on in and start the interview. And he literally doesn't ever look up. He literally puts his hand up like, stop.
Oh, I'm in the middle of a message here.
Yeah.
Come on, Sheriff. Oh, my goodness.
I stepped back and regained my composure and again said, you know, come on, let's get in here and start the interview. Again, never looks up, but walks in, sits down, still texting. And I said, let's go ahead and put away the cell phone and you know.
Which you shouldn't have to say that.
That's right. Exactly.
My goodness.
Eventually, after about 30 seconds, I said, we're done. There's the door. But, and I'm not saying that's the clientele we're getting.
Yeah.
But 50 years ago, you never saw that because exactly what you said, you're there for a purpose. You're not there for the cell phone. And it's unfortunate.
So is the degree in law enforcement, is that a requirement nowadays, does it help? Where are we at with that?
It's funny because when I hired on, if you could walk, talk, and breathe, you got hired. about 3 or 4 years into it, the union actually said a 2-year degree, Sandberg.
Right.
And several years later, the FBI says a 4-year degree. They require a 6-year degree, but throughout the country.
Yeah.
So you kept seeing things change, and now those individuals, let's say, that had no desire to go to college but had the desire to be law enforcement, so the Fed started backtracking, you know, starting to reduce it back down to 2-year. And now if, you know, as long as you've graduated. And the same thing is true with illegal substances.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever in your life used an illegal substance, forget the federal government because you would never be hired. Then I think the FBI said, if you haven't used for the last 3 years, well, yeah. So that's adapted throughout.
Right.
So to answer your question right now, 2-year degree, and we're not that heavy. I mean, we're not saying that's a must, but that would help. And
well, I think they must, and the FBI and federally, they came to the realization, it's like, okay, there are lots of intelligent people that can do this that didn't go to school.
Exactly.
There's lots of people that went to school that don't necessarily have the intelligence or the wherewithal to do this job.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got an individual right now that's halfway through his master's degree. Now, that's great, and I'm sure the degree in which he is going to receive will help him throughout his career, and especially if he starts going through the rank process. So, you know, there's pros and cons both ways, and it's very, very unfortunate that it's just not us; it's throughout the country.
Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning to talk about now hiring. So let me ask you this, because there's a need for sheriff's deputies. There's a need for police all over the country. But here in Knox County, sheriff's deputies, mostly due to retirement, it seems like. You got some going out. But also as corrections officers at the jail, application process, I'm assuming, is the same. Is it the same or different training? What
it's the same process.
Okay,
but the training a correctional officer has to go by law 5-week course for correctional officers, and that's an indicator. Whereas a road deputy goes 15 weeks indicator, and so there is a difference. We're seeing retirements. We had one retire about 2 weeks ago, a longtime correctional officer, sergeant. And we've seen a couple retire on the patrol side. Can I say that it's related to COVID? Can I say it's related to the recent law, House Bill 3653? Can I say it's related to anything internal? I think it's probably all the above. Yeah. I don't think... I know of one that had a big scare when it came to COVID, which I understand. I know that the other one just at 28 years, I'm done. So yeah. You've got to respect whatever the decision is, but in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, what could I have done differently that could have retained those individuals?
Yeah. Well, after 28 years, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it had anything to do with you, Sheriff. That's a long time to do the job. Obviously, you've done it much longer, but still, that's. It seems in this day and age that, I guess it depends on what department, but a lot of them are that when that retirement comes around and they're eligible, I'm done. And again, many different factors for that, but the current climate is a big one of them.
You know, I'll say 50% of those that we are hiring now for corrections all indicate during the process that they are more interested in patrol. So if they can get their foot in the door, they're still going to have to go through the testing process for road deputy, but they get a sense as to what to expect. And the difference between a county department versus a municipality is that you've got fewer men and you've got a much longer distance to where I have to learn how to communicate effectively to where I'm not going to get shot. There's not going to be a big fight. Somebody's going to be hurt because my closest cover car may be 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Whereas, thank God for Galesburg, tops maybe 1 minute.
Yeah.
So the communication skills are great, but you learn that through college. The FBI Academy, we had a class for 11 weeks that was phenomenal. So
yeah, my guess is, I don't know if this is a fact, but you send people for training to Decatur for 5 weeks or 15 weeks, they come back here, man, this is great. Knox County and Galesburg is great. This is not Decatur. I don't know if that's why, but I'm just guessing.
I think every new recruit, no matter what position, what division, they come back knowing that they're going to conquer the world.
Yeah,
and that usually stays with them, according to the study, for about 2 years, and it's between years 2 and 5 is really the most dangerous because they're disappointed. They're disappointed in the career decision, and there's a great opportunity that they're going to move on probably to another law enforcement agency making better money.
Yeah, yeah. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. So the process, how often, as far as the application process and going through that, how often now?
We're doing it every 3 or 4 months.
And where can people find that information if they're interested?
Well, several places. Our website, KnoxCountySheriffIllinois.com, you can pull that up and you can retrieve an application and turn it in. Or if you don't have a computer, or if you're similar to what I am, computer illiterate, you can show up at the sheriff's department and ask for it. It used to be we would only disseminate the applications upon knowing that there's a test coming up. Now, you can pick one up, fill it out, turn it in.
And you'll let them know when the testing's coming up. Yeah. Okay. Well, some other ways to get a really great way to get information from the sheriff's department. Maybe it's about severe weather. Maybe it's about driving conditions. The sheriff's app. Talk about that. That's something new, newfangled technology, Sheriff.
It is.
I'm sure you came up with and developed this, didn't you?
Well, I think the company, the manufacturer, is out of North or South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that had come to light about 3 years ago through the Sheriff's Association. And the more I would listen, and the more sheriffs that actually got it for the community, the more I thought, boy, that's great. And, it's very similar to a web page. The difference is that I don't carry a computer around with me 24 hours a day. Whereas, what do they say, like 77% of the public always has a cell phone.
Right.
And you hit on it just a few seconds ago. One of the key things, how many times has there been, let's say, a notification of a death, and nothing is said because of the, you know, the 5 o'clock news isn't until sometime down the road, isn't said that don't worry about it, you know, so neighborhood businesses are concerned as to, is that suspect running free? Is that person going to kick in the door and kill my family? The app that we have, any sheriff employee can put out a very brief statement, you know, hey, no concerns, or whatever it may be, to relieve some of that concern from the citizens, which I think is important. The other thing that I think is very important, yesterday was a prime example, traffic crashes.
Yeah.
And again, out in the county, it's going to take response of a record to come out and get that. And if that road is blocked, or if that interstate is blocked, how many people get angry at the cop for making them turn around and go back 5 miles where they just came from?
Right.
We can, once again, just say accident on this road, and, you know, it's shut down between this point and that point. You know, so the and you receive that notification on your phone, and, you know, it's like getting a text message.
Right.
It'll buzz or whatever to alert you that this is happening. Another very important thing, and I'm not faulting, criticizing, but a tornado. You know, typically you see a tornado watch. Then you hear the sirens going off. Well, the sirens may go off here in Galesburg, but it may be only for the northwestern part of the county.
Right.
This app will narrow that down. They will alert geographically where that tornado path is going. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits. And hopefully, I had to do some work on it last week, and hopefully it'll be more up and going within a month.
Well, and of course, as always with that, I mean, check the app if you're driving somewhere, or like with winter weather, like you said yesterday, check the app before you go. You get the notification while you're driving. If you got the capability in your car to listen to the notification through your radio, basically, do that. Otherwise, pull over and stop
right.
and check
exactly.
it. There's that part. We can't forget that.
You know, the other thing, a couple of the other quick things that I will say that I always receive questions about, is little Johnny in jail. Pull it up on the app.
Oh, okay.
That's most wanted. There's an app. So John Doe's walking down the street, and he sees Jimmy over there that he knows is wanted. All he's got to do is just boop this location. And probably the one that gets the most inquiries, sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be on there as well.
So if you want, you know, like, you know, somebody has a warrant and you like, hey, I saw this person there, you're able to do that anonymously.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
See, and that's for me every morning. It's rare that I beat Tyler here, but when I do, check the app, see if he's in jail. And he's not normally.
Fingers crossed, but, you know. Well,
for Tyler, we can put in the, like, frequent flyer.
There you go.
I'm the guy that's kind of chummy with the jailers, you know. Messed up again.
So to that app, what do people look for to download that app? What's it called?
It's just called Sheriff App.
Okay, APP. Sheriff App. Okay.
And you can get the app, and I think the app is free. You're going to have to open it somehow, and you don't have to put your name down, your address down,
right.
Anything down.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that sounds like a really outstanding thing. Well, yeah, so much going on, and again, if you're interested in applying, you can either online find the application, whether you're interested in being a correctional officer or the deputy out patrolling, they could use your help.
That's right.
Or if you know somebody that's interested, let them know that they can apply, and the testing will be coming around soon.
Exactly.
Well, Sheriff, always appreciate your time. We'll get you back in again, hopefully for good stuff. you know, I know, and we'll get closer to the time. What's the actual retirement date?
Well, the
is after the election.
It's after the election, okay. And the new sheriff would be sworn in. I think it's the first Monday of December, which I believe, okay, according to Debbie, is December 5th. So
well, she keeps the book. She knows. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So we got a little time, but we'll get you in prior to that, and maybe some more times as well. Okay. Sheriff, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.